5 Pakistani family members have been arrested after setting fire to their own home and then blaming Nazis. This just recently happened out of Germany. We are in a very interesting time. A lot of changes are happening. And there is class warfare, but there are also race wars, baiting. Very important to understand and see these signs of what is happening, to try and get one group of people against another group of people. This story is out of Zero Hedge. Says the Pakistani family was described as well integrated by the town's left-wing mayor. Now they are accused of burning down their house for insurance money. In December of last year, the story broke in Germany of a Pakistani family targeted in an arson attack by right-wing extremists on Christmas Day. It had the markings of a perfect story for use by the left, including Nazis targeting an innocent foreign family on Christmas Day. The Pakistani family actually wrote the slogan, "Foreigners Out," twice on the walls of the burnt out house, according to the public prosecutor's office. Here's a photo right here of what they had written. It says, police now say it was all a lie and the arson attack was carried out by the foreign family against their own house for insurance money. 5 family members have now been arrested, including the house owner and his brother-in-law. They are also accused of spraying racist graffiti in the house, including "Foreigners Out" twice. After the house fire, which is located between the cities of Frankfurt and Fulda, politicians from the Greens and the left attended candlelight vigils denouncing racism, while outpourings solidarity against Nazis came in from all directions. Police and fire departments investigators initially suspected right-wing extremists were responsible for that arson attack, for the arson attack. You know, think about, this reminds me of that Jesse Smollett or whatever his name is, that faked being attacked to try and get a war started. People need to wake up to what is happening right now. There are people that have such evil intentions, they will go as far as destroying their own property or roughing themselves up in the name of trying to get a war started. This is very, very serious. And that is why you have to constantly question and have your head on a swivel. It says prosecutors say that the family used the right-wing slogans to lead investigators away from the Pakistani family, according to German newspaper Bild. The investigators focused their efforts on the 47-year-old homeowner who police noted had fresh burns on his arm despite claiming he was not home during the fire. Prosecutors believe the family set the fire to claim insurance money. I want people in America to watch these stories and take heed to these warnings. Because I believe in 2024, coming into this closer to this election, we are going to see stories of attacks being made, and they're going to be coming after us, normal Americans, human beings around the world, that in order to demonize us, we have to always question. Before we speak, we need to listen. We need to pay attention. Our country is going too much based off of emotion and not off of enough facts. Ever since 2016, that's been very obvious. It says here, the alternative for Germany in Hesse, the German state where the arson attack took place, has since commented on the case in a statement. They said it was a slap in the face to many thousands of AfD voters. Just weeks ago, the citizens had placed their trust in us with a great election result. In some communities, we are even the strongest force, even ahead of the governing parties. For our political competitors, the house fire was obviously a welcome opportunity to inflict hatred and agitation on our party and our voters. Almost reflexivity, the SPD, the left, and the Greens classified the crime as politically motivated. This is crazy. It's happening all over the world. Germany, their housing market is completely collapsing. We all know that the collapse happens in Europe first, and then it hits America. And Europe is collapsing. They have actually been in a migrant crisis for years prior to ours. They are the leader in all things bad right now. And it's going to flow across the pond to America. It says here, both men, far worse arson attack last year. It would not be the first time foreigners in Germany have put lives at risk with arson attack to claim insurance money. Just a month before this attack in November of 2023, a father and son stood trial for injuring 17 people when they intentionally burned down their poorly performing fashion business to claim insurance money. Both men were sentenced to life in prison for the heinous attack in December of 2023. The regional court in Aachen heard how the son, 22-year-old Karzan K, poured 13 liters of gasoline into the fashion store in Eschwiller back in March this year and set it on fire, causing a mass explosion that left dozens injured and resulted in millions of euros in damage. The two men required an interpreter during their trial. Look, we just need to wake up and keep our heads on a swivel. I think we're going to see more of this in Europe, but we're going to see it start really picking up. And trying to demonize right wing, or actually just conservative Christians. That's where the attack's really going to start picking up. And so we just need to keep our heads on a swivel, keep our noses clean, keep our noses at the grindstone, but also looking and keeping our peripheral vision wide open. Hope you got something out of this. The Economic Ninja is out.